No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you don't recognize that celebrity voice, that was Merritt Perry.
City manager. Of
there he is Arena. Again. All right.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
You've got your timeline managed right down to the second here.
Yeah, well, manage is an interesting word. For both of us, I suspect.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, Winston, why do we say it? Is there something food-related or Thanksgiving-related or something along those lines?
Saving that one for Thursday.
Okay.
So. What is the origin of the word prestige?
Prestige. From the Presto log manufacturers in Georgia.
I think that's right.
Yes.
No.
It comes from a Latin word meaning delusion or illusion. I figured
your delusion works, huh?
I figured you'd have a chance at that.
Winston looks so disappointed.
Yeah.
The plural of this Latin word, however, means jugglers, tricks. There is a Latin term that more nearly approximates our concept of prestige, meaning to blindfold and, by analogy, to dazzle the eyes. I'm not going to try and pronounce that because I know I will butcher it.
Let's see.
So, impressing through sleight of hand in some way?
Yeah, that's prestige, huh? I would have gone with pound cake. The one above it.
I might have had a shot at that
one. Okay, how's pound cake came to be called that name?
I think it was a dense cake that weighed about a pound, and maybe they sold it by that size, you know.
Yeah, you're kind of getting in the neighborhood there. A pound. The recipe called for a pound of this and a pound of that.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, boy! Using that theory, pies would be a little bit larger than what they are now.
I think people would like that.
Yeah, that could work. Huh? They would pizza pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2-pound pizza.
You'd never have all the ingredients we put on it today. Oh, boy. So I guess we're purpling this afternoon or tomorrow?
That's what I hear, yeah. I don't think it's been announced, but any time it sounds like the cases are there, and that's the indication, unfortunately.
Yeah. Have you guys seen a spike? Is Fortuna holding its own?
You know, I haven't gone and looked at the county's dashboard lately, but, you know, I suspect that, you know, the numbers are probably consistent with what they've been. Fortuna, you know, they seem to be proportional with the populations is kind of what it's been. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's still the same. You know, unless there's been a spike somewhere else. I don't know, associated with university or, you know, if there's been certain spikes anywhere. I haven't really been analyzing the data.
Yeah, it's not like we don't have enough other things to do, huh?
Right. And does it matter anyway?
That's kind of the resignation I've come to try to kind of get rid of some of my fatigue is whatever it is, you know, you do the best you can. You figure out as you're dealing with it, the governor's going to call whatever he wants anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I had shared with, oh boy, it's a chance to say, highly placed source. And his comment kind of echoed mine, and I'll be out in front, that this designation statewide is more of an attempt to keep people from driving for Thanksgiving and traveling for Thanksgiving. Didn't really work out on Sunday too particularly well with the airplanes throughout the country, but just to keep people off the roads, and because the only thing that the governor has got statewide is the CHP. Okay, he doesn't have the state restaurant police. He has the highway patrol.
Right.
Okay, so what can he control? He can control traffic on the roads. Okay.
So
as a way to dampen it down as much as...
Use the tools that you have?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, your resources that are readily available.
Ooh. Right. Well, as a city, you know, we live with new state mandates all the time. So, you know, this just to add this one onto the list, I mean, obviously this affects our businesses more, which hurts us. But, you know, we're constantly trying to keep up with what the state's putting in front of us, you know, and a lot of times it doesn't come with any funding. So it's a huge challenge. And this is a big one.
Well, yeah. And it's, I don't know, I sense a lack of concern about the economics at the state level. You know, and at the federal level in some sectors where there's discussion about we have to shut everything down for period of time. It's like, well, okay, how many more people do you want unemployed? How many more people do you want underemployed? How many more people do you want shutting down their businesses permanently? Because a lot of folks are right on the edge now.
Yeah.
This is going to be the little kicker that takes it over. If you're in retail, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, this is the only time that you really have a chance to get out in front of the bill collectors. And now, what?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's tough. And the only thing I could say is, you know, look what's happening. I mean, you see the energy and the counter coming, you know, more at the local level. And you see the businesses rallying together, working with the business improvement districts, Chamber of Commerce. You know, there's some great regional campaigns that are happening right now with the Choose Humboldt, Shop Local.
You've been listening.
I've been listening. I've been talking more with our FBID director and Chamber CEO. So I think it's a really important time, especially coming to the holidays when normally there is an effort at Shop Local. Now it means more than ever. And,
well, and there's less options, too. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I pointed
the one option. It's two clicks away on your computer. And
yeah.
I think people need to remember, you know, that it's our small businesses that are the lifeblood of the community. They're providing jobs. They're providing sales tax. You know.
But I suspect that there's going to be a lot of, you know, as whether it's the 10 to 5 thing or whatever it might happen to be, there's still the opportunity because I saw there's a bookstore in Old Town that I think the term is we will be frequenting, and it said, you know, curbside service.
Yeah.
Okay, so you give them a call or you stand outside and you say, okay, do you have this book? That's a lot more labor involved for them to look through the shelves than for us to look through the shelves and find what we want.
Right.
But hopefully there's a little bit more patience involved and you can still have that Christmas feel. Christmas spirit does not live in the internet for me.
No.
That's getting out and seeing people and seeing the businesses.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you can have your family around and see your relatives during the holidays. That's usually the big one that brings it home for Christmas.
I got plenty of family around every day out here. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:23. We're back talking shop this morning with Merritt Perry. So you ready for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, not a lot of prep this time.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We'll have a small thing at home with just our immediate family, and it'll be nice. I'm actually looking forward to it.
Including the kids?
Including the kids.
Good. At least you don't have to travel then, huh?
Yeah, not traveling.
It's you're right. It's almost a relief.
It's pretty, yeah.
I think Thanksgiving is the number one travel day or travel period of the year. Christmas may be a day or, you know, a couple of days around there, maybe the most active days historically, but Thanksgiving is the travel day.
Right.
Driving probably far more than airplanes.
There's no buildup, there's no prep, there's no reentry.
Well, and it's all food. It's just food. It's fun. It's good. It's that kind of stuff. Are you guys seeing in Fortuna a lot of the, I guess refugee would be the easiest term to use, either from the fires or from some of the counties that have been impacted far worse than us with the virus coming up, or the Ruth Lake folks coming out to the coast? I mean, are you seeing some of those, I guess the RV crowd, for lack of a better term?
You know, I haven't noticed a big surge. You know, I think just the statistics that I've heard for home buying, that it's a lot of people from out of the area buying homes. And so I think that's the biggest trend. We're not seeing RVs line our street. And, you know, I think a lot of our RV parks are normally pretty full and busy anyway.
Not so, November, bud.
I think we have some where people stay a bit longer. And,
yeah. It's logical that it would be that way.
Yeah.
You see, I don't know if I get out too much or not enough anymore, but seeing different license plate trims.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I use as a reference.
Yeah. No, I haven't noticed. Not, you know, I haven't seen it. It's, you know, it's interesting driving around Fortuna. It does seem like generally things are pretty busy and people are doing their normal day-to-day things. And, you know, I don't know how much this, you know, purple tier is going to change things, but, you know, I've been pleased seeing that, you know, town generally seems busy.
It's interesting because when we were buzzing around yesterday back and forth to the DMV because I screwed something up. Boy, was that fun. how empty Eureka feels. Obviously, a lot of it is because of the governmental not working now.
Right.
And just, you know, every once in a while, like 10:30 in the morning, I know what it normally is like.
Well, right.
Historically, normally like.
Yeah.
And what it ain't now. It's just a different dynamic. And I guess for a lot of us, you know, not to use that phrase that everybody's using, but the future is looking different. Whatever it is, it will be looking different. How are you guys and gals anticipating a different future?
God, that's a great question. I think the question is, are people going to change their habits and trends long term? You know, are we going to see more people working from home because they've demonstrated that it works? Are we going to see people more shopping online because they're more used to it? It seems like it's accelerating trends that were already in place.
That's,
to me.
Yeah. And which means that it probably is going to get to the point where there's a boomerang back sooner than later, as it would have been anyway. I mean, I can't imagine working from home. I just cannot. You know, I don't want to interact with the dog that much. I need, you know, and the Zoom thing to me is, it's convenient, but it's sterile as all get out. I mean,
yeah.
it just, you know, you laugh at the wrong time.
Right.
You know, and then you got the repercussions. It just isn't normal.
Right. And I think a lot of people will be burnt out on that. People are going to be looking for connections. People are want to be at some of the different festivals and live events and live music. They're going to, you know, when we can finally get back to that, I think it's going to go really well. Question is when.
Yeah. Well, and so for your budgeting, I know it's still a little early for budget, but it's getting kind of halfway close. What are you looking at? I mean, sales tax isn't falling off the table the way that a lot of folks were concerned about. It's not robust, but it's not as bad as what the thoughts were. The TOT is there a little bit. Do you have a better sense of what to anticipate?
Yeah, we got a recent update, and I think the state was down 16%, and I want to say the county was down, it was either 4 or 7, and actually Fortuna was up 1%, and that was the second quarter.
Whose?
Calendar.
Oh, good. So the initial impact,
right?
That's what you're seeing,
yeah,
not the rebound, yeah.
Right. So, you know, and I think maybe for a bedroom community, people home doing home improvements, you know, our hardware stores did pretty well, our lumber supply stores did pretty well. You know, people doing things closer to home, and when you have a lot of people that live in Fortuna and, say, work in Eureka, maybe they're doing more around the house and shopping more locally than they would otherwise. So, you know, one of the disturbing parts of that trend is we saw, you know, more of our brick and mortar sales go down, but then our share of the county pool, which comes from online sales, went up. So the trend of people buying more online is definitely a real thing, and our business is not seeing as much, which is, you know, a trend in the wrong direction.
Is anybody projecting out in the future? It's weird for me not having that perspective that others do, that okay, let's fix up the home, let's do this, let's do that, dandy. But a lot of folks are either drawing down their retirement, tapping into their the resources in their home if they're homeowners, or putting it on credit cards. That's going to come to roost somewhere down the road. Is there any thought about how to maintain the momentum rather than all of a sudden you go, okay, that's it, and then run into that off the table as far as local sales?
Yeah, you know, I think it's affecting people differently. You know, you look at our service economy, and there is a lot of people in our service economy, they're struggling, you know. So I guess I'm not quite sure how to answer that question. I mean, yeah, we want to see.
We'll give you 6 or 7 minutes to reflect on it then. How's that? It's 8:30.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Keith Lund. I am an electrician for Owsley Electric. You can go into a trade, be 18, become a trainee. They do require some education. You have 120 hours of classroom education, plus you have to work 2,000 hours a year. So after 4 years, then you can go out and work for another company, getting your own certificate, become your own boss. There's quite a few options you can do.
Own your future and learn more about the Trades Academy at hcoe.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Merritt Perry, Fortuna City Manager. Well, you sit up when the mics come on. That's kind of an impressive little thing.
You get my game face on.
Yeah, yeah.
Closer to the mic.
Oh, that's what that is.
No slouching.
Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redec, Humboldt Termite Pest Control, Murphy's Markets, and Baywood Golf and Country Club. Is most of the road work done now?
Yeah.
You were hoping to, and the weather keeps being nice.
Yeah, we had a few projects that were happening. One of the big ones was where we had the road closure on Ronerville Road for the Jameson Creek Culvert, and so that's put back. We had a nice ribbon cutting a couple weeks ago, and I think people are pretty pleased. So glad to have that.
Do ribbon cuttings happen at the end all the time? I mean, it kind of seems like in some projects it kind of serves as a cattle prod to get the last 15% done.
Yeah,
which to me is cool. I mean, you're using leverage there.
We don't have ribbon cuttings on every project, but when you have a significant grant project, something that was a major liability, we had a request from a council member on that one. They said, hey, this was a great thing that we did, and we really want to just kind of recognize that. And
little celebration. Mini distance celebration. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, celebration. Yeah, so that one's done. We had some small culvert repair projects that were lingering that we were able to get done with, you know, not having rain, you know, very much. So one on 9th Street. So it's nice to have those projects completed.
You ready for the rain?
I think so, yeah. Ready for more paving.
Probably haven't been able to talk about that for a while, though.
Huh? Oh, I'm anxious
for some of the drainage,
yeah.
Just to see if it works.
Yeah. No, it's always interesting to see one of the creek projects because you do your best to put the stream bed material back in and make it nice for fish and build these weirs, and it just looks like a constructed thing. But once you get some water in there and the gravel gets redistributed, and then occasionally you'll see fish come in, whether it's steelhead or trout come in, and to actually observe wildlife in the creek project you've created, it's pretty neat to look at it and see that turn back to natural.
You heard about Bruce, didn't you? You're talking about fish.
Which Bruce?
Jaws. The Jaws shark's name is Bruce.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, he's being, they renovated him, put him on display. And the cool thing is they said where the name came from, why he's called Bruce.
Why is that?
So that was Spielberg's lawyer's first name.
Never forget that.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So most wildlife, not all of it,
not
just
all of
most
it.
Of it.
Yeah, small fish, ones that you like to eat, not that want to eat you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, make sure we got this food pyramid pointing in the right direction.
Food chain appropriate.
Yeah. Any movement on the old mill site? It's right there. You guys are doing a ton of neat stuff around it. But
yeah.
It still sits there growing the weeds. Well, actually, and the weeds even got whacked back a little while ago. Kind of looks like somebody cares. I don't know. What's going on with that?
You know, Town of Scotia is working on selling that, and, you know, that's their property, and, you know, they do have a number of patent parcels. There's some planning work to be done to make sure there's transportation network and utilities. So, you know, it's not build ready, what I would call it, because, you know, there is the infrastructure is just not there for all of it. It's just
still
a
mill site.
Giant paved area. Yeah. And so I think I think Town of Scotia is motivated to move and sell those, and the city's motivated to work with anybody that comes in. But we do have a planning grant that we have preliminary approval on. And so our hope is to do a specific plan for the property and to start identifying through a very public process of, hey, what do we think this should be? And, you know, there's a big demand, again, for, you know, shop spaces and other commercial types of properties. There's always a demand for residential. But I think...
Yeah, I would think it'd be a no-brainer to go residential just because there's such pent-up demand in the area, either for entry-level or just for a regular guy. I mean, seeing what's going on. Yeah, retail, it seems like there's plenty of retail space.
Yeah, Fortuna's unique in that... we still have a lot of buildable lots that haven't been developed. You know, we have one subdivision in progress right now. I think it has 60 lots. There's another, you know, I think it's 24 acres. No, that's probably, there's large parcels within the city that are suitable for infill. And I think that's one thing that Fortuna has that's different from
everybody else.
Other cities. Yeah. Most of the other cities, there's not a lot of undeveloped space, but Fortuna really has that space, and it is zoned for single family homes. So, you know, we see a lot of single family home construction. We're still seeing a pretty high number of subdivisions relative to what other municipalities may be seeing. Keeps our engineering and development staff on their toes.
Keeps the manager smiling too. I would think that's got to be just so refreshingly flexible, you know, where everybody else is trying to figure out, you know, do we blade this? Do we do this? Do we have to rezone this? Do we throw in a garage with a bathroom and kitchen and call it a mother-in-law unit, rather than doing real, normal, regular homes at various price points?
Yeah, I think it's great to see development and builders being able to build homes and find property to be able to do that, and it keeps everybody going, and it's great that we have that space, and it's, you know, not in some environmentally sensitive area that can't be built on, you know, but we have projects that can get done, and you know, people are working, and I think that's also been another strong point for the city.
So as we're staring at the holidays, it sounds like you're feeling halfway guardedly bullish.
I think we have to. You know, consumer confidence is it's a big thing, and I think people feeling positive even through all these challenges, and now we've got a purple tier, and you know, I think our chamber and FBID and our businesses pulling together, again, I think the psychology of it's huge. You know, it'd be easy to be fatalistic and see more and more restrictions and,
Half full, half empty.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably more of a personality trait or a reality check.
Yeah. You know, I think anybody who starts a small business has to be somewhat of an optimist to begin with. And so, you know, we've got good people there that have invested, and, you know, we need to do what we can to help them out.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Merritt Perry. All right, Merritt, last segment, what we've been doing is talking to folks about their favorite Thanksgiving meal items. What's yours?
I'm a traditionalist there. I love the turkey. I love the cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes. Give me just a good old traditional Thanksgiving. Sign me up for it.
So you're more of a poundage guy.
Yeah. No, I love turkey, and I think and we don't eat it very often, so I look forward to it.
Which is always kind of curious. You know, I mean, we are the same way, right?
Yeah.
And it's one of the most economical buys, and it has all these positive connotations associated with it, and it's probably one of the simplest things to do, right? And
yeah.
You do whatever you do it, you throw it in the oven, and you count to 4 hours.
Yeah.
Pull it out, and it's you know, taken from that point. We just never really think about it.
Right. And there's some new tricks, and they're probably new to me, and people have been doing it for generations, but brining them and then flipping them over, and you can get a, you know, more tender, not dried out. I feel like as a kid I was eating a lot of dried out turkey, but
that would be called miscooked.
Right. So being able to improve on that a little bit is, you know, something that I strive for a bit as well.
I guess that Winston has that as today's question. How do you do turkey? I've never done the deep fry thing. I'm fearful.
You know,
I'll do the drive-thrus and let them do the French fries.
Yeah,
I don't want to do it myself.
Exploding deep fried turkey thing, and there's a reason why there's so many caution labels on those
flames all over the place. Yeah, it's like no, I don't want. Or then if it's rainy or misty, I really want to go outside. No.
I am contemplating doing maybe some smoking on this year's turkey and then baking it probably. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll see.
Are you going to go liquid smoke, or are you going to put it in a smoker?
Put it in a smoker. So that's what I'm going to try. I've been reading some articles on it and get a tent. I can better figure it out here.
And the family's on board?
They're not voting.
I see. You want a thought?
Yeah.
Get a second turkey.
Get a second
turkey. Just in case.
There you go.
Got to avoid the Santa Claus syndrome, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's been interesting. We've had a number of wild turkeys, and they've been living real close to the house, which is a new thing. They've never been around. And so they'll be walking through, and the toms have been displaying in the fall. And so I've been thinking a lot about turkey lately and cooking turkey.
You're going to hang one of the frozen guys up there just kind of as a magnet? Oh, that would be funny. Yeah. Dressing or stuffing?
Stuffing.
Oh, really? You like the soggy, huh?
Yeah. Live dangerously.
Oh.
I like it. I like it all.
I'm having a tough time finding a bag of the stuffing, the breading. To me, stuffing is not out of a box.
Right. You can make it yourself. Just, you know, buy yourself some nice loaves of local French bread and then let it go a little bit stale and then cut it up and there you go.
We don't have that. Well, you know, we would have to now bake it gently. You get to dry it out. What about dessert?
I love to make pumpkin and apple pies. So, again,
together?
No.
Okay. Different. Separate pies.
Yeah.
Okay. Angie's going to try something. I don't think it's letting a cat out of the bag. A cake with apple and a fruit cake. Not a fruit cake.
A pound cake?
But a cake. Yeah. Kind of like the pound cake with some goodies in it that are the fresh. So we've got some Granny Smith and a couple of other things like that. So we'll see what happens with that.
Seasonally appropriate. You know, late season apples mixed in with a cake.
I still like the pies. Bring them on. Yeah. Three, four different types.
With ice cream.
Oh, yes.
Sure. Of various flavors also.
Yeah.
All righty, bud. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you too.
See you on the backside.
Bye.
See everybody tomorrow.